but maybe that will change one day.
Maybe you can have an American Aussie buko with hamburger, with hamburger and cheese and lettuce.
That sounds kind of fire.
Okay, up first is Really Just a Cat by SM Threaky, I guess.
Tell me, you're not really. I never said that I was a witch, did I? You just made that assumption all on your own.
Ni errores de
amigo. Mira babosa, no seas escandalosa. Si no te gusta algo, es cosa que no te importa. Guárdate tus chismes, señora verdulera. No me vengas a decir, dijeron esto de ti, güera. Porque yo traigo artillería pesada. 5150 y te mando a la chingada. Lírica de damas, locas mexicanas. Pa' cualquier pinche chavala que se mete y no lo llaman. Todo lo que digas me lo paso por el arco. Este tipo de gente es la que me provoca asco.
Hablas y hablas y no dices nada. Que no sabes tu opinión, pa' mí no vale nada. Tú no eres nada, así que guarda tus palabras varas. Si no me quieres ayudar, tú enfadas. Así es que salte fuera de mi camino y no hagas ruido, porque estas rucas van a herirlo. Tú cuida con lo que dices, no se me olvida nada. Hago lo que hago, lo demás no vale nada.
Trophy.
listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and that was Tu No Eres Nada by Miss Crazy Garcia, then Doggy Love by Eva Noxious, I Want It All Trophy, Saoirse Dream, off of the new EP released earlier in February. Then I Don't Think Much at All by local legends Emma Goldman. That's their new single. I highly recommend that. You obviously just heard it, so you know it's good. And then Ivy Staircase in Ruin by Burial Etiquette by Mise en Scène. No, off of the album Mise en Scène. And then I think I'm going to play some like electronic music now. I'm not talking anymore. We're not talking anymore.
addicted, crossing past my waist and holding frags now. In my pocket, got a rocket loaded up with ammo. Aim it at a trans, bro. I don't give a fuck, bro. If you got a problem, 1v1 me, you'll get fucked, bro. Why you look so serious all the time? It's cause I'm stuck, bro. I don't mean I'm high, I mean I'm actually so done, bro. Lighting up with misery, we listening to jungle. Lights stop working, there's no service, but the
I shine up to a motherfucking done town. 4 years strong, smoking loud like a dumb hoe. In the forest, with a cup full of rum, though. Need a cup or my friend just to have a little fun, bro. We can use your little son, bro. Mean it all, love, though. I'm just having fun, bro. Exist in your front, though. Money in the bank, so you bro, like in front, though. You can be sure that me and my girls love, though. Walking out at dusk, looking at the stars. I'll kill Elon Musk, eat his body parts. I would eat a billion.
Don't know what I perceive. still hate. But maybe if I really try with all of my heart, then I could make a brand new start in love with you.
Do you feel is worth talking about?
I actually feel like there's not many things worth talking about. Like, I often feel like I really have not, I've not found an existing contribution that is meaningful or significant or matches like the vast magnitude, scope, and gravitas that is required from a situation.
I don't think gravitas is required, but I will ask you a question.
Yes.
What kind of pain do you think you need more of in your life?
Barring
freaky pain.
Okay, no freaky pain. Let's think about this. I think. Oh my god. Okay. Maybe. Like when you are building IKEA furniture. And you're like, they're working on it really hard, and then the hammer slips, and you just smash yourself in the head.
That does not sound like something I need more.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I mean, it seems like something that you could manifest, but you couldn't really consciously implement, because at that point, you're getting into like the human brain stopping itself from.
Yeah, it's like one of the. Porn. It's like one of the only ways. That you can like actually, because they say that you can't bite your finger off and shit like that.
Yeah,
but you can.
Rhett and Link taught me that your pinky finger only you could bite it off with the same amount of force as.
Okay, thank you, Rhett and Link.
Thank you, Rhett and Link.
Thank you.
I know you're listening.
Good mythical evening.
I feel like I need. Well, this sounds kind of really tame in comparison, but I was gonna say that I need more pain from like going on walks and moving my body. Not even like pain from like, oh, I went on a run and now my body hurts, but more just like, oh, I had a really long day and I walked all over town and now I'm tired.
I like, yeah, I like feet ache. Like, that's a kind of a good one.
No, and I don't like that. Have you ever put on
icy hot?
You know what I do not miss at all is like the pain
tiger
of like
bomb.
Wearing ski boots all day and then your feet really hurt.
I'm so immune to that now.
Oh well.
I have to, yeah.
Well, when was the last time you hit the slopes?
Probably, like 4 weeks ago. So.
Damn. That's not the last time I hit the slopes. Wait, do you know French fry and pizza?
It's like food.
True.
What I really like is that you can ski on a leash. Have you seen that? You can put.
Isn't that a song by Korn?
Well, it's a similar It's adjacent, but you can ski while wearing a, like, a leash, and they put that, like, on people who can't ski well.
I really don't.
So they
understand.
Hold, like, a leash around, like, you while you're skiing.
Parents who write to us. Drop a comment if you're a parent who keeps their child on a leash. Why? Like, I feel like
that was that like my that was me so, when I was younger.
The kids are so unruly that I was gonna, put, they can't be
that
trusted
was me.
To like not get themselves into stuff, then they need to just be able
that
to
that was me, but I love to run
like,
out and lie down in traffic.
Well, if they're gonna
like
do that,
at Universal Studios at the Universal Studios parade, I ran out in front of the Austin Powers parade where it was like da na 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 da na na, and I ran out and I did like Christ the Redeemer and I lay down. And I wish there was photo evidence of this. And I lay down on the ground like this. And I just stopped the whole parade. And then Austin Powers parade was coming down. Like, every part of this, every part of this is perfect. But that was exactly what happened. And then they came over and they were like, whose child is this? And I'm just like on the thing like that in the statue of Christ on the crucifix. I don't know. I think it was like 8. And they were like, whose child is this? And then my parents also tell the story that they were standing on opposite sides of me like, you get her. Like, none of them wanted to be the ones to acknowledge that that they were related to me.
Had they let you just be smushed, you probably wouldn't have done that again.
I think I would still do it again. But
sure
I think that's...
I'm sure this is what people tune into your show for.
Yeah.
For this great advice on how to raise their kids.
Da-na-na-na-na. Da na 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 na.
It's Twin Peaks Day.
What?
It's Twin Peaks Day. Diane, February 24th.
Oh, it's February 24th.
Entering the town of Twin Peaks.
Wow.
Did you see the Guy Fieri Twin Peaks thing? Did you see that?
No.
Guy Fieri.
They just remade the intro for like the Dale Cooper, but with Guy Fieri.
Oh, the monologue?
Yeah. Yep.
He's entering Flavortown? Does he say that?
Yep.
Oh, wow. That's really low hanging fruit, I feel.
Wow.
Ewan says, I would try to throw myself off the mountain if it was a red leash and I felt like a reindeer. Does that mean anything to you? Does that mean anything? Well, stay tuned for Exploding Head Movies with Gak live on CITR 101.9 FM. I don't have my iPad got stolen. It's in Surrey, so I can't play. I can't play any sound effects.
We can make our own sound effects. Hey, the person who stole Ines's iPad in Surrey, we are coming for you.
What happened to your iPad?
It just got stolen. It's in Surrey.
Got finesse.
But I'm gonna go get it.
Pacific Spirit Church. It was stolen. Now it's in Surrey.
At the church.
We are coming for you. Your entire block is not safe.
They gotta repent.
Is that good? Is that good audio?
Oh, yeah. Wow, that really does a lot.
Every name, that end of him as a finger in the frame.
I was just a young boy. Some of my first memories were going out to my grandpa's house down on Station Street. Well, the sound of the grinding gravel as we pulled into the drive, and the whole house would rattle every time that a train went by. Now with God willing and the brakes don't fail, I'm gonna live my life rolling down the rails with memories rattling around in my mind. Just like those cups on my grandpa's table every time that a train went by. We'd walk the path around to the back porch, up those creaky old wooden stairs. With my hand on the paint peeled railing, I could smell the wood smoke in the air. And now we'd all sit around in the kitchen, yeah, my grandpa, dad, and I. And they'd stop whatever they were saying every time that a train went by.
TCR
101.9
FM broadcasting live from
Unceded Musqueam
Territory in Vancouver, British Columbia,
Canada.